Is trusting in God a 50-50 proposition? You know, this came to my mind today. I was thinking on this, and I'm going to use, of course, myself as an example. You walk through, for those of us who have a relationship with God, and not putting down those who may still be searching and trying to figure that out. He loves you just as much, and whatever is meant to be for your journey will come to the surface. No one's not given an opportunity for that, but I don't want to get off center. I want to share with you that as a woman of faith who does have a relationship with the living God, one of the things I was thinking about is trusting in God a 50-50 proposition. So what does that mean? Well, for this heart, I was thinking about, I'm going to go back, of course, to the time when my husband, when his life was tragically taken. You know, during that time, it instantly brought on vulnerability, because you had something that, for me, I understand there's hills and valleys in life, and I understand things happen that we don't have control over. I think many people have many stories they could share in that area, but what happens is that you have a vulnerability that visits with you, and you have to build on pressing more into a living God. So I want to share for those hearts who may be experiencing loss of any kind, and you're on that fence of questioning your faith. You know, you might be in a place, well, how could this have taken place in my life? You know, I'm here doing this, doing that, trusting in this, trusting in that. You know, I think for me, and again, you know, for those of you that know Danielle, I don't provide answers. I just share a perspective. And looking over this journey, God's been faithful. You know, he walked my sons and I are through a very dark place. That was the kind of room that we were potentially in, we could have stayed in. It could have gotten darker. It could have, a lot of things could have gone a lot of directions. And the God that I know walked us out of that room. And he encouraged us and he had us go forward. And then from that point, the vulnerability of thinking about my sons, because now, you know, they're coming and going. And what does that mean? How can something like losing my husband in the way that we did so tragically, can that now touch other parts of my life? You know, not just my sons. It could be me. It could be other family members. All these things visit with you. So is trusting in God a 50-50 proposition? Well, I'm going to venture to say this. I pressed in more. And this is what I want to encourage those of you who might be in a dark place, who may be angry even with God because of some things you've experienced or experiencing. Don't allow a dark world, a world that we, for those of us who may have studied or pressed into or getting to know or understanding or listening to maybe our pastors of our church or ministers, whatever, realize that this world is a dark place. And there are things that shine brightly as well as things that are dark. And we have to choose where a loving God, would a loving God actually go out of his way to hurt us, to do things that would create havoc in our lives? Or could it be that something dark could see over the fence, could realize the things that maybe have to be walked through? I don't know how to explain it. I'm not going to try, but I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, when you are praying and you might be walking through anything, it could be a sickness, it could be a loss, it could be a challenge, you know, financially, physically, mentally, it could be anything. You have to ask yourself, if you are going to trust in a God, and this is what I'm saying for myself to you, I trust him. I love him. I can't tell you why the things happen that have happened or the things that sometimes my life is challenged by, but what I can say is that I trust him. I trust him 100% in every area of my life. My life, like everybody, has a chapter. I'm living in a chapter with long life is my hope and my prayer. But I don't control those things. I don't control time. I don't control, you know, chapters. But I do control how I respond. I do control what means something to me. And what I have determined is that if I can pray, you know, Lord, take care of my sons and watch out for them and my family. And, you know, it's a lot of people in my family, my, you know, my siblings, my parents, my aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, people who are dear to me, you know, including my own life. I mean, I don't have some special gold card that eliminates things from coming. But I just say this. I trust him. I go back to the places that he has walked me through, many, many places. I go back to the decisions that he kept me from, or things that I heard a whisper to do something and I did it and it worked out in a way that was significant, right? So I'm not going to put on a show for you. I don't have any promises to give you. I just want you to know that trust is a 50-50 proposition. When you go through things or you're walking through something, most of us get that whisper of, can you trust this? What is this? Yes, yes, you can trust it. That is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He loves us. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And we have to trust above what we see, the little bit that we see. You know, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's a lot to things that we don't know. And I, again, not providing answers, but I am saying that every day offers me an opportunity. Every day of life gives me an opportunity to be grateful, to be into the land of the living, to love on those I love, to know that he takes care of my sons, he takes care of my family, he takes care of me. You know, thank you, God, for traveling mercy. It's a big deal. So I'm not giving to you an answer. And I always say that because you need to do your own work. You need to be in your own diligence. You need to find out whatever areas that you might be challenged by, that you get the help you need. And then help for me is always the word of God. So I study on, if there's any theme or any question, I ask. The word says that if we ask of a living God, he gives it to us. He gives us wisdom liberally, without fault finding, without ungrudgingly, without reproach. So I've come to know that's true. You know, you ask for wisdom, you do get it. It's not magic. I can ask a question today, I might not get an answer today. It might be a day or two and I'll forget I asked, and out of nowhere it'll come very clearly that God will say, this is what this is, or lead me to something, or I'm watching something or reading something, or someone will say something and it's a direct answer to what I asked. So I'm saying, he is a loving God. This is the God I've come to know. And I'm just going to share from my heart to yours, from a person who's still walking her faith out, who's still dealing with her own challenges in her own way daily, that he is a loving God. And I just think somebody needed to hear that today. Someone needed to know that if you have anger, if you're having pain, if you're being challenged by your faith, to take it to God. Don't run from him, run to him. Let me say that again. Whatever you're challenged by, don't allow those whispers to make you become more separate, to make you go in a different direction of God. Run to him. Tell him. He already knows. Tell him what you're feeling. Tell him your disappointments. Tell him your things you're struggling with and what this means to you and what that you can't understand. And I can't promise you'll get answers, but I can promise you'll get peace. And as the time goes on and whatever God sees fit for your life, it'll come together. But don't run away. Don't allow the dark places, the evil places, to make you become more distant. Could that be the trap? Could that be the point? Think about it. All right, my dear friend, you know me. I just want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for heart traveling this journey. This is Danielle, and you are here on Journey HBBA. This is the podcast where I heart share. And I don't share every day. I never know what's going to be on the heart to share. I just share wherever my heart is, and most places are things that I'm considering too, and some things I may have walked out. Who knows what it might be, but I just know that someone, somewhere, I just want you to know, don't run from God. Whatever you're dealing with, run to him. It doesn't matter what you failed at. It doesn't matter what you think you're falling short on. It doesn't matter if you are looking at someone else's grass looking greener on the other side and you can't understand why you still have weeds. Take it to him. Other people can't give you the answers to that. They can't see your heart. They don't know where you walk from, and they don't know where God intends for you to end up in terms of your journey, the things that he has waiting for you. Good things, by the way, not things to scare you, but trust him. He created you, not other people. All right, that's it. Thank you for being here. This is Journey HBBA. My name is Danielle. You already know. Making gratitude contagious is always the intent. To infect as many hearts as possible. Take care.